Uphold launches EXA credit card. Backed by XRP collateral in the US, Uphold has launched the EXA credit card, a card that lets US users borrow against their XRP instead of selling it. The company announced the card on August 6, 2026, with US President Nancy Beaton walking through how holders post XRP as collateral and then choose a repayment plan. The product runs on Exactly protocol and is live in select US states. This is a different animal from Uphold's existing lineup. The Uphold debit cards let you spend directly from a balance of crypto, stablecoins, and precious metals. The EXA credit card is a credit line. Your XRP stays deposited as collateral, you draw against it to spend, and you repay on terms you select, rather than liquidating the position at the point of sale. A collateral card, not a spend from balance card. The mechanic here is borrowing, not converting. Post XRP, receive spending power against it, and keep exposure to the token while you use the card. For a holder who expects XRP to appreciate, that avoids the tax event and the opportunity cost of selling to cover everyday purchases. The trade-off is the one every collateralized position carries. Because the debt is secured by a volatile asset, a sharp drop in XRP can push the loan past its safe threshold and trigger liquidation of the collateral. Uphold's own post carries the standard warning that crypto assets are highly volatile and involve risk, and points users to the terms for rate and payment details. Anyone treating this as free spending power against a paper gain should size the buffer accordingly, built on the Exactly protocol rail. Exactly protocol is the same lending infrastructure behind Uphold's recent move into instant crypto-backed loans. The EXA credit card extends that plumbing from a standalone loan product into a card you can swipe. Repayment plans are selectable, which suggests fixed and variable options rather than a single revolving structure, though the exact rate and schedule sit in the terms rather than the announcement. Rollout is limited to select U.S. states at launch, so availability depends on where you live. State-by-state licensing has long shaped which U.S. card products go live first, and a phased start is the normal pattern for a credit product rather than a debit one. The cardholder takeaway. For XRP holders who already keep assets on Uphold, the pitch is spending liquidity without selling. That is a real use case, and it slots alongside a growing set of crypto cards that let you spend without touching your holdings. The catch is credit risk layered on price risk. You owe a balance, and the collateral behind it can move against you. Read the rate and liquidation terms before you post XRP and confirm your state is covered.